At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, or at DALE007 on Twitter. Don't forget, as always, go follow the team, the rest of the guys over at Hoopball Gaming. And then with as much fantasy basketball news and stuff that's coming out, and as we get closer to fantasy basketball season, you've got to follow the motherboard, the mothership, at Hoopball Tweets, or even at Hoopball Fantasy if you just want more fantasy stuff. Our boy AG has you covered on fantasy football. Make sure to check his articles and podcasts out over on hoop-ball.com. I've been using his awesome videos on Twitter, talking about his sleepers and top 10 positional players. Been really good insight, and I'm glad to have him on the team. Hoopball's churning right now. We have the loyalty membership program we decided to extend. So if you did not get to cash in on the opportunity to get the wager pass at the lower price and lock in your forever price, then you've got a little bit longer to do so. Our date was the 16th, so we put another week on it. Go to hoop-ball.com. Check it out. Our guy Jonathan Martinez has the free play thread today. He cashed on the Colorado Rockies money line play yesterday, and he's going to have that thread and that article all to himself over on the website. Welcome in, welcome in. Like I said, this is Today in Sports Betting. New listeners, old listeners, welcome in. I want to give a huge shout out to Evan Dudley again for yesterday's show. Previewing. Is that the first time you've ever heard someone say that word that way? I'll roll with it. We previewed the UAB Blazers football season that's about to happen, and it was a phenomenal time, lots of information, a great source of knowledge. And I think the Conference USA is going to have a really strong contender in it in the Blazers. So we looked at the schedule. We broke down some depth chart stuff, some things that have been happening in spring practice. For those of you who did not listen or are not familiar, Evan Dudley is the beat writer for the UAB, which is the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers. And he talks a lot about their football team. He's very familiar. So he writes for AL.com. So you can do AL.com, like the Alabama State abbreviation, /, / whatever the slash is, UAB. Find his work. And we are 9 days away from the start of college football, folks. Today's going to be a baseball-heavy show. I'm going to recap some La Liga that I watched last night. Liga MX, Mexico. There was a pretty big upset and a draw. And then there was a late goal that was called off for Santos that would have absolutely crushed Club America. And, you know, the top two teams almost had non-winning efforts last night. So last night was kind of big in the Liga MX, setting up a good weekend. Like I said, I've been getting into some of these smaller soccer leagues lately. Been enjoying it. Been watching the CONCACAF League also. And they got their second leg starting soon, if I'm not mistaken. But nonetheless, we got lots of early baseball. So I'll probably whiz through the early baseball, talk about all the games. And then the nighttime slate's honestly not that thick. We got an NFL game. So today's going to be a little bit meaty of a show, and I'll try to work through it. And I appreciate your patience. So with that being said, I want to talk a little bit more briefly about this Liga MX here, because I, like I said, I'm falling in love with these small soccer leagues. And right now I'm trying to mostly just gain data. I want to gain data so that way I can look at, or I'm sorry, Santos was playing Atlas. Juarez, Club Juarez was playing Club America. So I flipped the two opponents there. That's why I like to recap this and be 100% accurate. So, look, there were some really fun games last night. Santos, like I said, drew with Atlas, but there was a goal in like the 86th minute that Santos had called back. They had a header that was pretty much, it was offsides. So they called it back, and Atlas really got lucky to escape with a draw. I think they remain in first place after that effort. Well, maybe not, because America, Club America won. And so, yeah, they're probably like a point or two behind. But look, this is a really exciting league, really fast paced. We saw lots of draws recently. Over the last, let's see, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward with each new idea, innovation, and partnership. We're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
6, 7, 8. Over the last 8 games, there's been 1, 2, 3, 4 draws. So yeah, I mean, it's like a true coin flip on that in some of the most recent sample size. But I think it's very, very easy. I say easy very lightly. I think it's more visible to the you know, regular eye what teams are going to probably end up in a draw. You know, Cruz Azul, Monterrey last night, they ended in a 1-1 draw. And I like this Cruz Azul team. It's really, really fun and fundamental. Club America, like I said, they played Juarez last night, and that was very exciting. And then León, they even got red carded. So they were down a man, but they still beat Guadalajara 3-0. So Guadalajara towards the bottom barrel. León's kind of right there in the middle. Santos had a good showing, so I'm looking to see what they do moving forward. And I just want to prep what we got going on tomorrow. There is one game, one match tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern for Liga MX. And I will probably talk about it on tomorrow's episode again, but I want to preview the Mazatlan. Man, I'm terrible at the whole foreign stuff. My pronunciations are just bad. Look, I grew up in Oklahoma, so give me a break, okay? Tigres, this is a team that's coming off a win. They beat Querétaro 3-0. And Mazatlan was in a 2-2 draw with Toluca, which that game on the 17th was a very exciting game. I was looking at that match and thinking that it could definitely have some goals scored in it, just in my new infancy knowledge of this league. And lo and behold, it went well over. So if there's anything that I am thinking right now on this Tigres match, Tigres, they are the road team. And I noticed that home teams are a bit more dominant in this league. So home teams definitely get a big advantage, I will say. Juarez, the home team, lost to Club America, which is one of the better teams in this whole league. León getting a 3-0 road win against Guadalajara, but Guadalajara is probably very, very weak, in my opinion, from what I've seen so far. So Mazatlan can score, but they also give up goals. I'm thinking that this could be like a 2-2 draw again. You know, Tigres, they've been known to give up some goals, but they shut out Querétaro recently. And then if you look at their match before that, and speaking of Mazatlan, they allowed León to score on them 3-0. So keep that in mind. Yeah, Tigres beat Club Tijuana 2-1 way back in July. And then I'm trying to find another most recent. Looking for a Tigres. Here we go. Well, they went against Toluca, which Toluca is another over team in my opinion, in this league, which this makes sense. They lost 3-1. Toluca, the home team, Tigres getting the road loss on that one. So I'm expecting some goals in the Tigres game coming up this weekend. And then Atlas and Toluca definitely going to offer some fireworks. Ooh, and then we got León and Santos Laguna playing Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's going to probably be a really exciting match there. I'm really looking forward to that one. Very balanced teams right there in the middle. Both teams just gave other league-leading clubs a run for their money. So we could see like a 1-1 draw in that León-Santos game or a 2-1 close win, I think. All right, there. Now that I spilled my Liga MX knowledge, mostly observations. I've mostly just become a fan of the league and I've been watching it, just trying to get myself some osmosis, get some osmotation and circulation, you know? So let's start breaking down some baseball. What do you say? The Angels and the Tigers are playing today. And this is a fun one to start off with. We actually got a good, great crop of games to start early, and it makes up for the lacking PM slate. So we'll just do a little bit of a breezy medium-sized dig in today, and we'll look and see what the market's taking a look at. So I want to point out already that the Angels opened at -135. They're down to -116, -117. The Tigers are now at even money. Eric Haas just got put back onto the 10-day IL. They refreshed it, strained right abdominal, still struggling with that. So that really stinks because he was hitting so, so well against lefties. And we look throughout the rest of these hitters for the Tigers, and the total's at 9.5, getting a shade to the under. But I got over 9 last night when I was looking at this, and I actually opened the Wager Pass article last night with this play. So that you know, spoiler alert. Detroit, I think, gets it done at home. The Angels are probably going to be involved in a heavily used bullpen tactic today because Jose Quintana with his, well, let's just call it what it is, a 6.12 ERA. Jose Quintana, left-handed pitcher, going against Matt Manning, a righty with his 6.10 ERA. Both starters with ERAs over 6. And look at the way the market's setting this up. Bet percentage, 60% on the Angels. And the money, almost all the money, 70% of the money coming in on Detroit. That's telling. I always follow the money and not the bet percentage. Sorry, public bettors. It's not that I think less of you. I just, you know, I trust, you know. And looking at the numbers on the market for the total kind of gives me a little worry because 84% of the money's on the under, even though it's risen up to 9.5. It's really odd. But like I said, I got the 9. I like the 9. Under still on the bet percentage, 52%. So either I'm super uber sharp Or, I mean, I don't, I just don't know how you, you look at these two pitchers with a 6.10 ERA each, and you look at the bullpen involved, involved for the Angels, it just screams over. And team totals now are set. The Tigers, obviously with Haas being ruled out, Shade getting under, Love on the minus 120 to the under 4.5. Both team totals set at 4.5. And +1.5 on the run lines, -150 for the Tigers. So if we just kind of circumvent all these numbers together and connect them and kind of try to see what they're being or what they're saying, you know, even money seems to be the baseline value. Whatever you find in this game and an angle that you like for the value, I mean, even money is going to be what you're kind of looking for here. And if I look, the first five's got 5.5 on the total. Like I've actually not been doing that great on first fives. I mean, I did hit the Rangers Mariners under, even with Mike Fultonevich and Marco Gonzalez. Who would have thunk it? Who would have thunk? I'd sit there and play an under with game with a game featuring Fulty and Marco Gonzalez. That's crazy. I did lose a 2-unit play on the no-run first inning in the Milwaukee Brewers and Cardinals game. I don't want to talk about it. Kind of irritated. It was like one out in the bottom of the first two. Those are the worst where it's just like, oh, cool, we got the first 4 or 5 outs. We're looking good. And then it's just never fun. But nonetheless, we learn our lesson. So, you know, this number in the LA-Detroit game is actually started at 8.5. I think I stated it at 9, but I did some more digging. It opened at 8.5, so it's come up a full run. That's telling to me, so I like that I'm right there in the middle. I got the round number of 9. Give myself some push insurance. You know, sometimes you got to push it real good, and sometimes the house lets you do it. So you got to take what you're given. Moving on. Baltimore, Tampa Bay. Look, so as I was doing my write-up on this game, Michael Waka was pulled out. Michael Waka Flocka Flame was supposed to be making his start in this spot, but Sean McClanahan, the Irishman, I would say, Shane, you know, I'm not one to speculate or assume, but, you know, McClanahan seems like an Irish last name, I think. Jorge Lopez, the righty, going for the Baltimore Orioles, and he is their sacrificial lamb. I wrote about it in the Wager Pass. Actually, I haven't put it in the Wager Pass yet, but I got it written up. I got my plays right, ready to go. Look, Tampa Bay, I think they're about to run away with this division. Jorge Lopez, 3-13 on the year, 6.14 ERA. Shane McClanahan, 7-4 with a 3.73 ERA. All I'm saying is look up the last time that these two teams played that Shane McClanahan pitched and look at what happened. They just tried this, and it did not work for the Rays. Now, the Rays have a lot more offense, and they're going to be able to get it done, and I don't think it's going to be an issue. But look, I'm looking at, like, we got the trifecta last night and hitting both team total overs and the total going over in last night's game. And with these two pitchers, I mean, why not? Let's just reload again. We shot 3 bullets out of the six shooter last night. I'm going to fire off the other 3. I like the total. I'm going to go with the team totals also over. And then I'm also going to not tell you which ones are going to be in the Wager Pass exactly. I will say there's a chance that I have another, so like 4 total plays on this game. I'm still kind of looking through it. Let me get this stuff updated here for the tracking whatnot. So, yeah, 2.5 for Baltimore against a lefty. That's ludicrous. A lefty that they just shelled. So, Tampa Bay, 5.5. I mean, I'm going to keep rolling with their team total overs until they prove me wrong, especially if they're going against, you know, a divisional opponent that they dominate. And now looking at the props, I was looking at some unders on the strikeouts. But look, I don't want to put too many eggs in my basket. So, that you know, these bats are going to be swinging for runs. They're going to be swinging to try to get, you know, things going. And sometimes when you swing, you miss. So I'm not going to really put too much stock into that outside of the totals individually that I already like. Baltimore's bullpen, I think Tampa Bay can score four runs off of alone. And there doesn't really seem to be much value anywhere else in it for me. The run line is at minus 180 for Tampa Bay. They are a minus 380 favorite. I mean, if you want to throw a minus 380 in there with a, couple other money line plays for a little parlay, same game parlay maybe, Tampa Bay money line over 9. Or I'm sorry, I got over 8.5 at minus 105. Now, what I will say is the numbers are really weird on this one. Under 9 is at minus 120. Now, it did rise from the opener, like I said. James Hoy, the umpire tonight, he's got 9-13 home money line record. So Tampa Bay gets dogged in that regard. Under record is 8-14. So the under hits 36.4%, which is a red number in games that James Hoy umpires. If you're a new listener, yes, I love umpire stats. I want to talk about a couple of these Baltimore Orioles bats, and then we can move on. Look, Pedro Severino, he hits 276. It's nothing crazy, but it's not terrible. He's got a lot of power. He does. So if he connects on one, it's probably going to go far. I could see him having a double in this game at least. You got Trey Mancini, who's been flying under the radar, kind of quiet, lukewarm bat. He could get going against a good, opportunity against this lefty. And if we look and see kind of what makes sense here. I mean, I love Brandon Lowe's numbers against Jorge Lopez. He's got 5 hits and 9 at-bats with a double. He's got a run. He's got 3 ribbies. He's got 2 strikeouts, though, and no walks. Stolen base, but incredible ISO at 111. I guess not incredible, but it's over 100, which is the league average. OPS 1222, 667 slugging. Brandon Lowe, the lefty against the right-handed Jorge Lopez, could probably have an RBI tonight. I don't know what a RBA is. Run batted around. Cedric Mullins. I mean, he's the top guy for Baltimore. Like I said, Pedro Severino. I was just kind of looking to see if there is any specific head-to-head matchup number splits that I really fell in love with. I want to backtrack to Detroit because I'm calling my shot. I think Miguel Cabrera gets his fifth home run, 500th home run today. And we finally see Miggy break into the 500 club. We're going to see some history. And I think it's going to be a spectacle. So I'll be watching this game. I think he gets it off Jose Quintana. Here's his numbers all time against Jose Quintana. He's got a 326 average with a 565 slugging, 46 at bats, 223 pitches seen. He's got 15 hits, 5 doubles, 2 home runs, 6 runs, 7 RBIs, 7 walks, 8 strikeouts. So the walks to strikeout ratio, I love to see when a guy is close on those or even against a pitcher head-to-head, because that just means that he's comfortable seeing the way the ball comes off the guy's hand. Like, he just sees it better. He takes pitches. So I think that Miggy Cabrera, being a good veteran hitter today, being a lefty killer, is going to mash his 500th home run. And I'll be rooting for him. I will be rooting for him. And I've just kind of been honored to get to watch, this guy hit home runs, because I know his career is probably coming up to an end. So real quickly, let's talk about Houston and Kansas City. I have not done my game write-ups on this one, so I'm not sure what's going to make it where. Over 9's getting shade at minus 120 right now. I'll just kind of diagnose the market, see what the numbers are saying. Luis Garcia, man, he's been getting roughed up a bit lately. He's a righty, 9-6 on the year, 3.30 ERA, going against Mike Minor, who is a left-handed pitcher, 8-11, 5.35 ERA. Look, Houston against a lefty. Like, that's pretty much that's all that needs to be talked about, right? I mean, we've seen it time and time again. Specifically against Mike Minor, Jose Altuve, Yuli Gurriel. I think they're going to have a phenomenal day. Yuli Gurriel could have a 3-for-4 day, a 4-for-4 day. He's just such a great hitter. He's one of my favorite players in the league. He's got 6 RBIs, which is the team high against Mike Minor, 333 average, 750 slugging. You look at Jose Altuve, a 417 average with 625 on the slugging. And then look, Yordan Alvarez has switched my columns around. All right, disregard Yordan. We'll talk about Yuli some more. He's got 2 walks to 2 strikeouts, 4 runs, 3 home runs, like I said. He's just, I think, slugging, extra base hits, and a lack of strikeouts today for Mike Minor. And then the way Garcia's been pitching lately and the way that Kansas City's bats have been kind of performing a little higher lately, they're at home. I think there's some value on them as the underdog on the money line, but I'm not going to be playing that. I think what sticks out to me is that over. I got the shade of -115. They've boosted the shade a nickel up to -120. They've left the total alone. So I think within the next hour or two, or by the time you get to listen to this podcast, this could be 9.5. But I believe that 10 or 11 runs definitely can get scored tonight. We've seen this series have less runs scored than I thought, you know? And I think the cap and the court could pop off tonight. Luis Garcia, I might just look at putting a half unit on under his K's total, which is 5.5. It's getting -158 juice on my bookie, where you can bet, win, and get paid. Use promo code HOOPBALL. And then I'm looking at Kansas City's team total, over 3.5. Look, I mean, the fact of the matter is Luis Garcia has been pitching not that great lately. Kansas City's at home. Mike Minor's going to give up some runs. Kansas City's going to have to score some runs. It's nice weather. It's humid, 85 degrees. Nice wind to left field blowing at 9 miles per hour. Lots of folks are liking Kansas City tonight. 42% or today, 42% of the money is on them. And 50-50 split on the money, 57% of the bet percentage on the over. All right. So that's kind of my thoughts on that one. Real briefly, Seattle, Texas. I had one little note on this one. I will also talk, you know, just the way the market looks and all that good stuff for y'all also. But ultimately, this is a game where I don't really see much in it that I like. I want to point out that Nathan Lowe for the Rangers has some really good numbers against Chris Flexen. But man, how about Mr. KBO himself coming back over from Korea? Chris Flexen, a righty, 10-5 on the year with a sub-4 ERA, 3.78. The Mariners are only 5 games back out of their division behind Houston and Oakland. And they are also only like 3 games out of the last wild card spot. Seattle's contending for a playoff spot right now. They got to win this game against Texas. I think they're going to be able to do so. They keep squeaking by these close, close defensive games, 2-0 yesterday. And Spencer Howard, the righty, going up against the Mariners. He's 0-2 with a 5.72 ERA. Against righties, the Mariners are a little underwhelming. So if they're going to get it done today, they're going to need Chris Flexen to do some good things. Cal Raleigh, Jared Kelenic, both hit under 200. Abraham Toro hits under 200 against righties. Kyle Seager hits 210. So I don't think that it's going to be a huge offensive day. But again, I've been struggling on getting the totals and everything. I've actually not been doing well when Seattle plays Texas. And yesterday got lucky. Well, not lucky, but, you know, I called my shots for a reason. But went 2-0 under, almost knocked my desk over, under on Marco Gonzalez's strikeout prop. That was pretty easy. And then we went under 5 on the first 5. So, look, lots of love coming in on Texas. 84% of the bet percentage on Seattle, which is a lot less than the money, 57% of the money. And look, like I said, I'm not looking at any side, really. I'm not thinking that this is something I want to get too wrapped up into. I think Chris Flexen is probably going to do all right. I mean, his offense is only going to give him a few runs at best. The good thing is he's going against Texas, and they struggle just as an offense in general. But look, he's actually got some guys on this Texas team that has had some decent success against him, like hits. you know, hits or something that we might see he gives up a lot, and waiting on my prop builder stuff to load once these lineups come out so I can start looking more at, you know, because Nathan Lowe, he's three hits in nine at-bats, a home run, a run, an RBI, no walks and two strikeouts. So that's one thing that I don't like. But he's got the goods to do the damage. He's got 333 ISO, 422 WOBA. So just wanted to point out Nate Lowe, talk about Chris Flexen a little bit, give him some props for coming back from the KBO. Look, Seattle's risen from a minus 130 favorite to minus 150. That's very telling to me. Over 8.5, getting the shade of minus 115. I don't have any opinion on the total. It's not moved really at all on the odds, on the number. So I'm really honestly good there. Oakland and Chicago, I am doing absolutely terrible in what I think is going to happen in this game. I'm just not seeing these two teams really great right now. This is a game that I'm leaving off of my card. And to be honest, like, I'm trying to even make some DFS decisions off of it, but I was kind of hesitant and not sure also. Starling Marte is just a phenomenal stud. Tim Anderson, he's probably going to be able to have a couple hits today. Cole Irvin, his last two starts have been pretty rocky. 3.52 ERA, he's creeping back to that four number. He's a lefty. The White Sox at home against lefties is always something that we want to entertain. I might look at doing – okay, yeah, so we have – all right, so look, I honestly like both of these offenses, and I think that this series is going to end with a ton of runs being scored still. I mean, these offenses have just been on a showcase in this series. So at first glance, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and place half unit plays on both team total overs. Chicago, like I said, against the lefty at home, it's just kind of hard to back. Or not hard to fade. You know, the one thing that's given me pause, and I want to point out in full transparency, is the fact that the first five unders getting heavy shade of minus 115, the full game unders getting heavy shade, and I don't know. I think this is going to be a close game, so therefore I feel like that there could be some extra innings, but I don't know. I haven't had a good pulse on this series. So what I'm looking at here is just trying to support a couple of the teams, or a couple of the teams, like there's more than two teams playing in this game. But look, there is really no exposure for both pitchers against the batters. It's going to, you know, that's probably why the under is getting some shade. You know, familiarity always helps to odds makers set the odds a little higher juiced on the overs. But against righties, the Athletics are still a good ball club hitting. I mean, their on-base percentage is unreal, obviously. And, you know, since we're talking about the A's, I recently just watched Moneyball for the first time. It's a 10-year-old movie. Came out when I was in high school. I freaking loved it. And I can't believe it took me that long to watch it. I was like a little kid in a candy store with all the older baseball names that I kind of forgot about. Just some of, you know, Ron Washington being the coach with Oakland during that time. You know, Art Howe, his curmudgeon-ness. So it was really cool. It was a good movie. It was a good flick. Great program, as my grandparents would say. So look, I expect runs, even though the odds makers are saying no. I just, Dylan Cease, he's got a 4.04 ERA. So, I mean, Oakland doesn't strike out a ton, and I think Dylan Cease relies on games where he has a high strikeout total. I think if he gets contact on his pitches, it's not good for him. Other guys, weak contact, like Marco Gonzalez last night. You know, I took the under, and I took under his strikeouts because I even wrote about it. I said, if he's going under his strikeout total, it's because the batters are putting badly and poorly hit and softly hit balls into play. I think it's going to be a little bit of the same. Philly, Arizona. Look, Zach Wheeler, since his nine inning performance, Philly's been pretty bad. And Blake, our guy at Blake LaWatch, pointed out some really good stats, some numbers in the Discord. So I don't really want to throw too much dampening on his lightning. So I'm not going to talk about this game in nauseam or in depth. Madison Bumgarner, the lefty, going up against Philly. And there are some telling numbers with these Arizona bats against Zach Wheeler. They got a couple of guys. You know, I know you need more than two guys to really do a ton of damage, especially if you're the Arizona Diamondbacks. But Christian Walker, 4 hits and 6 at-bats, a home run, 2 runs, 2 ribbies, 0 walks, 1 strikeout. So Christian Walker's got a good look on Zach Wheeler. Ketel Marte, 3 hits and 8 at-bats, a double, a home run, and 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. He's got a walk, a strikeout, and a stolen base against him. 375 average, 444 on base percentage. Christian Walker with 1167 on his slugging. Gonna brush over this game. I think that Arizona has a chance at pulling the upset. I think it's weird and crazy that Philadelphia has gone from minus 140 all the way up to minus 195. I think that's ridiculous. Look, Didi Gregorius against lefties hits 140. Bryce Harper gets a downgrade. Andrew McCutchen, obviously, above 300, 312 against lefties. Gene Segura, 316. Odubel Herrera gets an upgrade. Renato Torres gets an upgrade. Alec Bohm. But those guys are not the hitters. Like, they're not the guys you need to be doing things for your offense. Now, the thing is, like, the Diamondbacks have these great looks against Zach Wheeler, but their team averages are so bad against righties. So, I mean, ultimately, it's conflicting data. There's a lot of it, and I'm looking to just kind of stay away. Want to glance over the Minnesota-New York game. I want to point out how weird this line jump has been. It opened at 9. It's up to 10.5 on the total. John Gant and Jameson Taillon on the mound. It jumps a full 1.5. I got to just be the contrarian and go back the other way and take the under. It's getting the shade of minus 115, but we're getting a 1.5 difference. That is just – so just based off the market jump alone, I am taking that under. I'm going to come back the other way. It's like the 5-point rule in college basketball season for those of you who were listening and writing at that time. Anytime I saw a total adjust one way, 5 points or more on the college basketball slate, I would just go the other way. And it, you know, for those of you who are familiar, we had a lot of fun with it and panned out some good results. Zach Thompson pitching against Luis Castillo in Cincinnati at Great American Ballpark. This is a 7:10 Eastern game. 8.5 is the total. Under getting a slight shade of minus 110. Minus 228 is the money line favorite for Cincinnati. This line opened at 7.5, and I think oddsmakers were like, oh, yeah, well, this game's in Cincinnati. So ball flies out. 82 degrees is going to be the Fahrenheit. And then we got a 3-mile-per-hour wind, so nothing crazy. Look, I'm staying away from Marlins games. They've been on my do-not-bet list for a while. I left the Braves and the Marlins off my card. I went to type it up. I went to submit it, and I just couldn't. But I had the over last night. And of course, it's funny. The ones that you put on at the last minute, the ones you pick and choose, you know, it's funny how that works sometimes. I had a couple of plays last night that I left off my card that ultimately would have bared some really good results. It's a process. Milwaukee, St. Louis. I'm not even looking at this game. I'm so sick of these Brewers Cardinals games. Mainly because I lost a 2-unit play on the no run first inning last night. I just, you know, and I've said it in the Discord multiple times. I've got the Cardinals on my do not bet list, you know, F the Cardinals, blah, 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 blah. But I still keep doing it. So it's my fault. So I need discipline, and I am not looking at this game whatsoever. So if you want something on it, I would say get yourself in our Discord chat, get yourself a wager pass before the price goes up, lock your forever price in, and I'm sure one of our other professionals will have an angle or a good breakdown on it. Mets Dodgers chase game. There's a lot to be said about this. No starters are even announced, so I'm not seeing anything. I'm not going to really force talking about this game. I'm sorry. I think it's going to be Taijuan Walker for the Mets. So, which if it is, the current Dodgers lineup has a 209 average against him head-to-head. 18 hits and 86 at-bats. A 221 ISO, though. 302 WOBA. Max Muncy's on a complete tear. That's all I'll say. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Okay, let's do some NFL preseason, then we'll wrap this up. I was looking at trying to find another way to play week two now. Okay, so I think we're going to see more offense. Last week, I literally played every single under and went 13-3 plus 10 units. Helped me get top of the week one leaderboards for Tally Site and the money meter tracking. So off $10 bets, I profited $108, I think it was. My ROI was like pretty high up there, 40-something percent. So starting tonight, New England and Philly. Look, I think what I want to do this week, and I was talking about maybe taking all the underdogs, but I think what I might try to do is just take like all the favorites this week. I know that's a stupid thing to do, but the better teams are going to definitely be, I think, more prepared. They're going to work through their sets better. They're going to be ready to go. I think since we'll see more offense, we could see, you know, is this the week that I should flip to playing nothing but overs? As of right now, you know, again, it's the same as last week. We're getting a lot of close lines. And man, holy crap. I'm just looking at these totals already. I think I'm going to do the whole over thing, you know, that I talked about. All these lines have moved ridiculously. Wow. Okay, here we'll do. All right. I'm going to convey what I'm looking at right now. Okay. So the unders were immaculate last week. So the whole betting market seems to be going and flocking to the unders. So check this out. I'm just going to run through this line movement. We'll wrap this NFL up shortly. I want to get this out before the baseball starts. So starting tonight, New England and Philly, which I'm on New England tonight, you know, Bill Belichick versus a new head coach. Come on. It's a 1-point spread. I'll probably just end up taking New England on the money line. All right. So check this out. 38.5 it opened. Now it's at 38. You're going to notice something here. Okay. 43 for Kansas City and Arizona was the opening total. It's at 41. This is an anomaly here. Cincinnati, Washington opened at 33.5. It's up to 34.5. Buffalo, Cincinnati opened at 38.5. It's down to 38. Jets, Green Bay, it was at 36.5. It's at 34. Baltimore, Carolina hasn't moved. 35.5. Atlanta, Miami, it was 38.5. Now it's 37.5. Here's the big one. Tennessee and Tampa Bay, 41 was the opener. It's at 35 now for the total. Detroit, Pittsburgh, 38.5 opener. Current, 37.5. Houston, Dallas, opened at 41.5. It's at 37.5 now. Indianapolis, Minnesota. These two teams were involved in two of the three games in week one that went over. I want to point that out. Their number here opened at 40.5. It's now at 38.5. Las Vegas, Los Angeles, the Rams. 42, current 35. Giants, Browns, 38.5, currently 35.5. San Fran, Los Angeles Chargers, 34.5, currently 34. Jacksonville, New Orleans, 42, currently 39. Bet your shiny hiney I'm taking all the overs. The bettors are doing all the work for us, guys. The market's adjusting. The market set the totals where they did to begin with for a reason. We got to flip it like Missy Elliott. We're going to put the ding down, flip it, and reverse it. And we're just playing all the overs in week two. I gotta. It worked out last week with the unders. I think with more offense, we're getting more to vanilla bean instead of just like straight just vanilla. So we're adding in some, you know, vanilla bean. And these offenses are going to expand a little more. More meaningful players are going to play longer. Guys that are in more heated position battles, we're going to see more execution. And we got to take advantage of these numbers shifting the way they are. I mean, the arguer on the other side could say, well, there's a reason that they've all come down like that. I'm like, yeah, it's because the way people are betting. That is awesome. I'm so glad I pointed that out. And so glad I looked at that. So tonight for my looks, you know, I'm going to be looking at over 38 in this New England and Philly game. And then I'll probably just be looking at New England on the money line. So actually I'll probably leave I'm going to leave the total alone. I want to see how the first, you know, the sole Thursday night game. I just want to look and see kind of how it sets the mood for the upcoming stuff. But as of right now, I'm going to be locking in all those overs because I don't want to miss the opportunity. I think they'll start rising back up and time's now to act super sharp. So that's what I'll say about NFL, and that's where we are at. With that being said, y'all, I am sending you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. I hope you go out there today and have a wonderful, safe, joyous world. I hope it's positive. If you can, be nice and be kind to someone. Do something nice. If you need something positive to happen to you, I hope it happens. It will happen. With that being said, thank you so much for everything, all the listens, all the love. Yesterday's episode got so much buzz, and former NFL players liking it, main UAB media outlets getting involved and interacting. It's just a huge honor that I get to do this stuff for y'all. And because in a mirroring fashion, I get to do it for me. So it's what I enjoy. And thank you. 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. If you got the Apple products, follow us on Spotify. I wish Spotify would do some sort of review process. But hey, in the search engine, we are like, I think it's like top 3, top 4. If you type in sports betting on Spotify, we're like one of the top results that comes up. And that is just, I couldn't fathom it. I can't fathom it. It's just crazy. 2 years ago, I was looking for sports betting podcasts to listen to on Spotify. And now I've got one on there and it's, you know, just crazy. So don't forget the promo codes, y'all. Don't forget hoop-ball.com. Don't forget the rest of the team. My guys, go check them out. Find us, ask questions. And Jonathan Martinez is going to be having the free play article all to himself. Like I said today, we do it rotisserie. It's a batting order. Whoever is hitting, we let you go until you lose. So we got an order, but you know, we have a lot of faith in our guys to hit multiple winners at a time. So we're trying to get the free play units back up over to positive. And I think Jonathan's going to get us going. He had a plus money winner last night, and I'm sure the King of Ding is going to have a home run prop or two today. So if you will, keep your ears and eyes posted for us, please. Don't forget the promo codes, like I already said. Make sure to have that great day. Be safe, be kind. With that being said, today in sports betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.